woman that's running it now is working every, and cooks in every restaurant town, you know, and got two of the best cooks out there now that they're known around town here, so they can, they should do it, and they do, they say, we've eaten out there several times. These people right next door there that was here from New Mexico, or Arizona, which one? Phoenix, Arizona. Last evening they went out there, and my wife was talking to them today, and they said they had very good meat out there. Very good. Food was good, and plenty of it.
I'll give it a try tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's the first thing your wife does when she goes in the kitchen in the morning?
Makes coffee.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You ever see one of these coffee grinders, one of these old-fashioned coffee grinders?
Big ones or this?
No, no, just a small one. You put on your lap or knees, about a big square, and it's got an iron top there with a handle on it, and a little drawer down here to take the coffee out. Just put coffee in here and grind it.
Yeah, I think it has sort of a bowl up on top.
And yeah, a little bowl on top, you see. And yeah. It's just like a meat grinder, only it's a coffee grinder.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one of those, did have one of those things, I gave it to Dr. down in Oklahoma City, a nephew of mine, here, all the way 10 years ago. I suppose that thing's over 100 years old. Dad and mother brought it here from Indiana.
I wonder if he uses it.
No, he just got it at home, sitting up on the mantle, somebody told me.
He should use it.
Yeah. Well, he could, of course.
Good coffee.
Oh yeah, so you get fresh coffee that way.
Mm-hmm.
But Mother used to grind coffee every morning. She got up before she made the coffee, she ground it.
Yeah, I think it smells as good as the drink.
Yeah.
If you're particularly thirsty, you go in the kitchen and get what?
I get a drink of water.
What do you get it in?
Grass.
And some people call that a tumbler. I just wondered.
Oh, yeah. Well, you drink a pair of beer out of tumblers.
That's fun, too. Right, George? For bottles, for calves.
Yeah. You go into a beer joint long time ago. It was either a stein or a tumbler.
Mm-hmm. They ever call them schooners down here?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, schooner beer.
Great big old thing for a nickel.
Yeah.
I think I paid a dime down in Texas. That wasn't too long ago. That was about 53, and I think they must have brought me a pint.
Yeah.
My goodness, it was a lot of beer, but it was certainly good.
Yeah. When I suppose that's that Lone Star beer.
I don't know what it was. I had it with Mexican food. Of course, any beer is good with Mexican food.
Yeah.
Well, if you dropped the glass and went all in pieces, you'd say it's...
It just broke the glass. The glass busted.
You a beer drinker?
No. Oh, I don't drink anything. I have drank quite a bit in my time, but I haven't drank as much as a glass of beer for the past 4 years.
Well, I haven't had very much. I like wine with my meals.
Well, I haven't drank any wine or any beer or whiskey or
gin. I just like it.
Yeah, I do too. I like the taste of it and like the effect of it, of course, but I just don't use it anymore.
I couldn't help but think tonight, after that long, hot trip, how good a glass of Rhine wine would be with a
smooth,
good old cool one. Now,